I'm Mina Jaffe, and it's my pleasure once again to welcome Marilyn Burns to Teacher Radio. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Nina.
Most teachers know Marilyn as one of America's most highly respected experts on the teaching of math. She's designed in-service workshops about teaching math that are used in schools across the country. And she's the author of many books about math for both teachers and kids. Her latest book is called So You Have to Teach Math? Sound Advice for K-6 Teachers, written by Marilyn and Robin Silby and published by Math Solutions. Marilyn's book is filled with 101 questions that both new teachers and veteran teachers might have about teaching math. And then Marilyn answers those questions based on more than 30 years of experience. For the past few weeks, we've been exploring the advice Marilyn offers in her book. And mostly we've talked about what goes on in the classroom between teachers and students. But today, let's focus on parents. Marilyn, I know you think it's essential for teachers to really connect with parents about what goes on in math instruction, whether they do it at back-to-school nights, or in parent conferences, or in other ways. And most parents really want to know how they can help their children. But I know that some parents are afraid that they won't know how, or that they'll do the wrong thing. So what should a teacher say to parents at back-to-school night, for example?
Well, I think the message to parents is very, very important. I mean, we're in partnership with parents for helping children grow and learn. And the more contact we have with parents in every area of the curriculum, I think the more support that children get. And math is one of those areas that's really loaded because you've got parents who love math, feel confident, and you have parents who were, as children, terrorized by math, mm-hmm. and they all come with the same question, what do I need to do? Parents need to understand that our goal is to help children learn to think, reason, become numerically proficient, and learn how to use what they're learning in school to solve problems. Mm-hmm. And all that we're doing is to promote children's thinking and reasoning in this way.
Marilyn, in prior segments, we've talked about new and exciting ways to use math, such as using math manipulatives, writing, and children's literature. But what if there are parents who grew up with, a traditional or memorization approach? Sometimes they're not sure that their children are learning the right thing. Can you address that kind of question?
Yes, because I think that we all think about our school experience, and that guides how we think about what school might be today. I think of myself as a beginning teacher. I think I taught the way I was taught, mm-hmm. and it took me a long time to change my attitudes and start to look at teaching and helping children learn in new ways. So I think that one of the things that we need to gently and with some sense of humor tease parents about is that the world is changing. The world is moving very, very quickly, and our children are growing up in a world that has opportunities that we never could have dreamed ourselves as children. So, of course, the way we teach will have to adjust so that we're truly meeting children's needs.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's helpful for schools or math programs to invite teachers in for special nights, like parent nights, where it's just the parents who are learning math in new ways with the teachers?
I think anything that works that will reach out to parents will work, because not all parents will be comfortable or interested in coming to nights like those, but those parents who would enjoy the experience and therefore feel more competent in terms of being aware of what their children are learning and how their children are learning. I think that the most important question to address, or at least it's the question I get asked most about parents, I was never good at math, they tell me.
Right.
I never liked math. I worry about my child. What can I do? And I think that the message to these parents is important, but the message also works for parents who feel that they were competent in math, because there is that feeling that children either do or don't have the good math gene. And if you don't, you're just a chip off the old block, or go ask your mother, I never was good in math. This is sort of a stigma that children have. So I'm very clear with parents. I say, here are three things you must remember all times. First of all, if you have a negative attitude, mm-hmm. don't pass it on to your kids. Children learn what they live. They don't need to hear you say, I hate math, and make that an option in their lives. The second thing is let them see you do math. Now, parents look at me in amazement. Well, you do. You think about making change at the store. You think about figuring out what time to leave for the movies. You mix fertilizer and try and do it correctly. Let them think, see how you are thinking about this. And the third thing is involve them. When you're at the store, let them help figure out the change that's required. Let them reach into your purse to get the toll that you need. Let them figure out what time to leave to get to where you're going on time. And those three simple ideas help parents think about what they can do in a positive way.
Mm-hmm. Suppose a parent shows a child how to solve a math problem in the way that he or she learned as a child, and it's somewhat different from the way that the teacher is teaching.
Yes. Now, I am very, very careful at no time to in any way bring any negative feelings to what parents are doing with their children at home, because the fact that they're spending time with their kids and spending time helping them with mathematics is very, very important. So I never say, we don't do it that way in mm-hmm. our class. And I remember that being told to me when I was a kid, and my dad showed me something that the teacher hadn't either thought about or didn't understand. So I want to say, oh, that's so interesting how your parents do that. Let's see if we can figure out why that makes sense. And if it's something that really does make sense and it's interesting and worthwhile for other children, would you like to share it? It's an opportunity for the child. So I don't disparage parents' contributions. But the important thing is to figure out why what your parents showed you makes sense. And that's the bottom line for me.
Mm-hmm. So actually, math can be a way of really engaging parents as partners in education, which is such an important goal in any case across the country in many schools.
I agree.
Thanks, Marilyn, once again. It's been wonderful talking with you. And anyone listening who would like more math wisdom from Marilyn Burns, check out the website of Marilyn's company, Math Solutions. The website address is www.mathsolutions.com. That's www.mathsolutions.com.